This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I was born in Slovenia, a small, beautiful, and then communist country in Central Europe. My sister Ines, who is an incredible woman and a friend, and I were raised by my wonderful parents. My elegant and hard-working mother, Amalia, introduced me to fashion and beauty. My father, Victor, installed in me a passion for business and travel. Their integrity, compassion, and intelligence reflects to this day on me and for my love of family and America. From a young age, my parents impressed on me the values that you work hard for what you want in life, that your word is your bond, and you do what you say and keep your promise, that you treat people with respect. They taught and showed me values and morals in their daily life. That is a lesson that I continue to pass along to our son. And we need to pass those lessons on to the many generations to follow. Because we want our children in this nation to know that the only limit to your achievements is the strength of your dreams and your willingness to work for them. But also for where it brought me today. I traveled the world while working hard in the incredible arena of fashion. After living and working in Milan and Paris, I arrived in New York City 20 years ago, and I saw both the joys and hardships of daily life. On July 28, 2006, I was very proud to become citizens of the United States. The greatest privilege on planet Earth.
I'll tell you, these words come from somebody who's been there and experienced, Scott, you know, communism. You know, hers is an incredible story. I think that, you know, the writers may have gotten her into, you know, I guess a little bit of an area of issue. I mean, you know, people are saying that there's 22 words that, you know, look like plagiarism.
Well,
or, you know,
go ahead. It's the part where she says, you know, treat others well and always do what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, obviously, if you just take those words out of context, it could be. But within the flow of that, of what she was saying right there,
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be pretty hard to actually say.
Well, I think that it's amazing that if you do have two women, you know, Michelle Obama and you have Melania Trump, even though I think that there was probably, you know, maybe the speechwriters made a mistake. And it's like we were talking earlier, you know, the story about Nome, Alaska. People wonder how that, that city was named Nome. And it had to do with the map designers. They hadn't come up with a name yet. And the architect wrote there, the map writer wrote down Name, but it was misread as Nome, and so that's how it became Nome, Alaska. So I'm wondering if, you know, perhaps they got some verbiage and kind of just put it in there and said, hey, let's clear this up later, and, you know, and they just never got back to it because, you know, clearly, I mean, there is, you know, when you got 22 of 24 words that Michelle Obama spoke, it creates a problem, but that's okay. Beyond that, her message, her personal message of living in communism now coming, as she says, to America, the greatest country on earth. I mean, that's pretty encouraging to say the least. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, for more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and, you know, connect with us on any one of the 280 affiliates that we have around this country, including around the world via shortwave. Tim Alberta is with us. Always good to have Tim with us. He's there in Cleveland, Ohio. He's the National Review's chief political correspondent. And Tim, first, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Lots of fun last night. The Republican National Convention, no surprise, got off with, a little bit, some would say, kind of a little bit of an agitated start, but we expected that, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, it was sort of the last gasp of the rebel alliance, as it were, the folks who were trying to take down Donald Trump. And at this point, it was very obvious they weren't going to be able to actually take down Donald Trump. They were essentially trying to, make a demonstration of their point and try to embarrass him a little bit on the floor and embarrass some of the party leadership who they felt had not given them a fair hearing last week in the Rules Committee. So there was an attempt yesterday to try and, make a statement on the floor, and the party leadership kind of shut them down once again. And so there were a lot of folks obviously upset about that. But all of that was pretty predictable last week when the rules were passed that essentially facilitated a situation where Trump's nomination was guaranteed.
Yeah, what's the idea of the convention anyway but to bring the groups together? And here you are trying to force a round peg in a square hole. You missed your time. I mean, you had many, many months. You had over a year in which to, win the nomination. And you didn't. Now, all of a sudden, you're doing, kind of a Hail Mary pass here and disrupting the process. And to what gain? I mean, even if they would have voted, I know some people say, well, why didn't they just let him vote? Well, obviously, it wasn't even close enough. Why even go through the process and just, further agitate the problem? Just, hey, accept it for what it is. You know, it's like, should we tear the Band-Aid off very slowly or just rip it off,
Yeah, look, I mean, you can see both sides of it. Obviously, there are a lot of folks there who do not feel that Trump represents the party, represents their values, et cetera, et cetera. And so, and they feel that the minority still has, a right to be heard. And, they've traveled a long way to get here, and they've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into their efforts. So you understand it. And on the other hand, yeah, it's the point you just made. They had over a year to stop the guy if they wanted to. Most of the efforts didn't really start in earnest to stop him until, February of this year, March of this year, really, after he started winning his, some of these states. So the entire Stop Trump effort, there will be books written about it, and people will, study it for years on what they didn't do and how they waited much too long. But at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, at this point, whether the Republicans, hate him or love him on an individual basis, the guy's the nominee. So I don't see much point in continuing to make these demonstrations. At this point, he's going to be the nominee within the next 48 hours here.
Well, I thought their theme, Make America Safe Again, very powerful with the speakers they presented, from Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, Senator Joni Ernst, Jason Beardsley, an advisor for Concerned Vets for America. Sean Smith's mother that was, oh my gosh, it was just heartbreaking. And you heard the immigrant stories as well. I thought they did a good job in making that point about, America is not safe. And the mothers of America, to a T, are all in agreement that we've got problems here in River City.
Well, yeah, the program last night was interesting in that it obviously had that theme, and there were a lot of listeners who I think came in sort of uneasy about Trump. He's going to be the nominee, and he has enough bound delegates, but there are lots of bound delegates here who are not crazy about Trump, and they mm-hmm. feel that they're bound to him through the party process, but they're not, diehard fans of his. So it's interesting just to gauge their reactions, and I think by and large people were pleased with what they heard last night, and I think that the safety theme is one that, resonates within the party right now. It was interesting, though, watching people's reactions and talking to people during the program last night. I think that, the consensus was that Melania Trump sort of stole the show, that she really impressed people. And then, mm-hmm. of course, within a couple of hours of the program ending, this huge controversy blows up with it pretty apparent that Melania Trump and whoever wrote her speech lifted some significant chunks from Michelle Obama's DNC
right.
speech 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. So that has now cast a cloud over the entire event and sort of negated all of that, goodwill from the speech itself.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. I think Judy Miller stated 22 of 24 words from Michelle Obama's 2008 speech. Very unfortunate that happened. And Scott and I were talking about this earlier, Tim, that, maybe one of the writers just cut copy-paste and said, hey, we're going to say something about the kids and family here. And they just, as we say in the parlance, we say, well, we Greek it up, which means we're going to come back and clean that up. And they just never did. And it is unfortunate, but I think her story is quite a dramatic one. And I would have loved to hear more about her direct experience of living under communism, because in spite of, being, oppressed under communistic rule, I mean, her parents to teach her about things that they themselves had not experienced, I think was very exceptional.
Yeah, she's got a story that obviously many folks do not know. And, I think even folks in the Republican Party, folks in the media do not know much about her still at this point, which is a little bit unusual, because typically by the time somebody wins the nomination, their spouse has been front and center, during the campaign. So, yeah, I will be very interested to see how Trump handles this moving forward, though, to be here and to talk to delegates and to be part of the media when that thing hit last night, I've never really seen anything quite like it. I mean, I don't think it's as big a deal maybe as some will make it out to be, but I also don't think it's a small deal. And I think that it's obviously something Trump's going to have to address as far as the entire plagiarism or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Scandal.
I mean, you're right. It is what it is, and this is the problem with politicians. Instead of just saying, hey, look, we made a mistake, and move on and, take the hit and go from there, they'll spend, too much time obfuscating, or worse yet, they will come back and they'll tear apart Michelle Obama's and say, do you realize that these two sentences or these, five words were taken from a speech from Nancy Reagan, and, start bifurcating the thing to death, and you go, oh, please, man, come on, you guys goofed up. It's obvious you did. Take the hit. Let's move on. Melania Trump, by the way, she will continue to be a brilliant, I believe, representative. She speaks five languages and all will be well. Of course, tonight we've got Let's Make America Work Again. What do you expect?
Well, I don't know exactly what to expect. I think it is very interesting that they've decided to sort of pick a theme for every night and mm-hmm. actually stick to it. I mean, we've seen conventions try to do that before. So, I don't know. I think everybody's waiting for some, apprentice-like reality TV drama and entertainment value. And we'll see if we get that. Obviously, last night was sort of somber. So tonight, I would expect maybe something a little more lively and entertaining, mm-hmm. but we'll see.
Well, wasn't Trump's entrance a little bit like Apprentice? You know, I've seen that theme opening before. I thought maybe if he held sideways for a while, we could have been into, you know, a Hitchcock kind of series or something here. That's great. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 after.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
Ooh, there's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, and thank you for doing so. This is Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Matthew Sorens is with us right now. He serves as the U.S. Director of Church Mobilization for World Relief, which is the humanitarian arm of the National Association of Evangelicals. In that role, he helps evangelical churches to understand the realities of refugees and immigration and to respond in ways guided by biblical values. Matthew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hey, good to have you here, especially to talk about this topic that has become rather controversial, and I think for lots of reasons. And, you know, I think as a country, certainly when it comes to a crisis anywhere in the world, we lead everybody. I mean, we, you know, gunfire, we got first responders that go where the guns are blasting, which is, you know, most people would run in the opposite direction. But we have this kind of built into our national DNA. Churches have been always there to respond. But through the process here, you know, people have said, hey, look, are we forgetting about ourselves, and not in a selfish way. I guess the question is, can we be, you say, what will rule our hearts? Is it going to be fear or compassion? Can there be compassion with some, I guess some counsel and some caution? Is that possible?
Yeah. You know, I don't think fear is necessarily a helpful response, but I think prudence is, you know, I think there's wisdom, and also compassion. And I think actually we can hold those two together. Mm-hmm. I think it's appropriate for us to expect our government to maintain, you know, security both in our borders and in the vetting and screening processes for refugees who would be admitted into the United States. And I also think it's important for us, especially for those of us who profess to be Christians, that we take our responsibility very seriously. The government has its role. That's important. And as citizens in democracy, we can hold them to that. But our role, I believe, also is to be guided first and foremost by Scripture. And while there's nothing wrong with safety and convenience, those are not the highest values of the Bible. The highest values of the Bible, the command of Jesus, is to love our neighbor.
Right.
And in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus makes pretty clear that our neighbor isn't to be defined narrowly as just the people who live next to us, who look like us and talk like us and believe like us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can hold those pieces together. I would no way say, you know, doesn't matter who comes in. We need to know who's coming into our country. One thing that I think has been lost a lot is that we have a very good sense of who's coming into our country, especially through the refugee resettlement program, I should say. Those are about 70,000 individuals last year. More of them were Christians than of any other religious background, which I think gets lost in a lot of the media coverage of this.
To cut you off here, I apologize, Matthew, but what I'm hearing is that there's less Christians, there's more, you know, I mean, call it for what it is. I mean, they say more Muslims coming in as refugees than Christians, and you're telling me just the opposite.
Well, if you look at all refugees from all countries, there's more Christians than those of any other religious tradition. And, of course, that's Christians from a broad range of traditions, Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant. Now, if you look just at Syrian refugees, which is a really, really small number of the overall refugees coming in, those are large majority Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's actually a very small percentage of refugees coming in overall. And even if you look, for example, over the last 10 years at refugees who come from the Middle East, which is not most of the refugees coming into the U.S., 40% have been Christian. So not a majority, but, you know, a pretty significant minority. And that's because a refugee, by definition, is someone who has fled persecution or a credible fear of persecution for particular reasons, one of which is religion. And unfortunately,
right.
Christians are being persecuted in the Middle East right now. And, you know, that's been pretty well acknowledged and documented. And the U.S. Refugee Resettlement Program has actually been a lifeline for a number of those people. Particularly, we've not seen a significant number of Syrian Christians at this point, but we have seen a lot of Iraqi Christians in the last 7 or 8 years.
Right.
About 35% of the 125,000 Iraqi refugees who've been admitted into the United States after a very, very thorough screening process that usually takes at least 18 months and often much longer.
Mm-hmm.
But the relative few who make it through that process, a significant number have been Christians. Many others have been people who served alongside the U.S. forces as translators or, you know, in other ways helping U.S. military efforts.
Well, you know, that's certainly is a positive side of this. But again, in light of what our country is enduring right now, and, you know, you have the president saying, OK, we can vet these Christians that are coming in from these areas that, you know, just have danger. I mean, they're on an elevated alert here because of where they're coming from and what they believe in and how they've been raised. And you look and consider their culture. But before I get into that, and you might say a bit of a nuance, Matthew, I want to go back to what you said in terms of, you know, Jesus's parable of the Good Samaritan. Where that person was met in need was where they were at that point. It wasn't, you know, you don't hear the story necessarily that the Good Samaritan brought him to his home. He took him to where there was immediate relief. Sometimes I think that what we're forgetting here, and I feel for these people that come to the country here that may not even want to come to America. I mean, you're thousands of miles away from your homeland. You've abandoned your culture, your families, everything else. We're uprooting them. And to me, that should be the last resort. We should do everything possible to, you know, help them where they're needed and to help them, you know, stay in an area that they're familiar with because of all the other things that are associated with. Not only do you have cultural influences, psychological, familial, you've got disease issues that come in, people that are exposed and they have antibodies that they grew up with and develop because of the disease in that area. Now all of a sudden we bring them into the United States where, you know, the population here hasn't been exposed to that. And what are we doing here? I mean, you know, we raise the risk level for the very people that are helping them. And it, you know, what I keep thinking of, Matthew, is that when you're on a plane, when those masks drop, what do they tell you to do? Put the mask on yourself first before you help your child or anybody else, you know. So, and it's not, I don't think to me that it's all that selfish, is that sometimes we confuse selfishness with practicality. And I'm not sure where the line is. I understand where you're coming from, and I'm right with you, is I believe our hearts of compassion need to lead the way here. But I think that we need to be wise and as you say, prudent about the process. And I guess that's part of the things that we need to get worked, you know, that we need to work out to where we're utilizing the resources that we have available on all levels to where we say, hey, you know what? We're getting pretty good at this, but I'm not sure that we're, you know, that's really the case because it's become so politicized. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it has been politicized. And again, that's with this book, Seeking Refuge, our real goal is to take a step back from the politics. The policy issues do matter and they affect people. Mm-hmm. They affect U.S. citizens and they affect these refugees. But our real goal is to really ground ourselves, for those of us who profess to be Christians, in what does the Bible say? Because I think that's often a conversation that hasn't happened, even in our churches, frankly. Lifeway Research had a poll that found that only about 12% of evangelical Christians, and that doesn't necessarily speak for all Christians, but 12% of evangelical Christians said they're thinking about issues of refugees or immigration are primarily based in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So our goal with this book is really to take a step back and say, what does the Bible say? But also to address some of the facts, because it is appropriate to be prudent, but also to make sure that our concerns are based in realities. Mm-hmm. I would really argue that we do have a long record of vetting and resettling refugees. And World Relief has been part of that with local churches all around the country since the late 1970s.
We've had experts on, Matthew. We've had, you know, Luke Adler, a U.S. Marshal, says many times when we get an infusion of refugees that there's associated problems with this that, you know, we're still fighting, you know, that we've dealt with back with refugees back in the 1980s. And we're still dealing with that problem because they have not been properly vetted. Maybe in some cases that is the case. Again, I mean, I agree with you and I want to encourage you, you know, to continue to drive this policy and to encourage the church to be talking about this because, you know, in many cases, the church has been the one to lead the way. Now, they've been kicked out of the conversation in the public square. But, you know, the people are saying, you know, interestingly enough, according to the latest Gallup poll, they're saying, hey, where's the church on these issues? And I believe that we have the charge and the commandment from Jesus himself, you know, to lead the way on these things, don't you?
And I completely agree with you on that. We really see the church should be at the center of the solution to the refugee crisis, both here and in the Middle East, where World Relief is supporting local churches responding to this crisis. We think it should be both. But we can do all our small part here in the U.S. But refugees are arriving whether we still want them to or not. But I think the church's role is to be there at the airport, to help them, to welcome them, to love them as
exactly.
And
Matthew, we're out of time. I'm so sorry. Congratulations on the book, Seeking Refuge. We need to have you back.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
We the people.
We want freedom now.
Listen to Bill Martinez live.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
I'm telling you, I mean, sometimes it's good to be me, and other times it's just fun. You know, what can I tell you? It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. It's time for the one and only, yes, the good news girl herself, Samantha Mills Mao. She's now, yes, very married and having a good time. She's still on her honeymoon, but we're able to break her away every once in a while to come on the show and remind us of the best viral videos that are happening. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad you're back from, you know, your little trip. And
well, yeah, Ireland was fun. I mean, I got to tell you, you know, the people, yeah. I got to tell you, they're very politically aware of what's going on in America. They all want to know, you know, what's going on with, you know, what's going on with Trump, and you know, is he going to get elected and all that good stuff. And you know, and that's the way the Irish, you know, they're not reserved about these things. And in fact, I was watching one of the soccer matches, and his family just kind of adopted me. Hey, sit down, you know, and you know, have a drink with us, and all. They were just very, very friendly, and you know, just very, very, just a, you know, sweet people. And this was in Dublin. So, I had a chance to experience a little bit of the West, and we went over to the eastern side of Dublin, and spent several days there. And you know, it was just like I said, the people were very sweet. The other thing was really interesting, you know, for me, I will say to you, you know, because I was talking to the people there, I said, you know, because it's really, you know, they've moved to socialism, And it never it just became so clear as we were doing a tour. The last day I was there, and I don't generally do these bus tours, but I had some time. And hey, let's do, you know, why not? We're in Dublin. Let's do the bus tour. And so, you know, they're teaching us about different areas and all this, and they're talking about these buildings that were, you know, first owned by these entrepreneurs and how they, you know, beautiful buildings. And then they go, well, that's the Department of Agriculture is there now. And then they, another building that was started by another entrepreneur, and there was another federal, you know, or, you know, government agency had taken over. And it was like, you know, that was the repeated refrain. And I go, and I looked to my friend, and I just said, you know, Doug, this is what socialism does. This is what people don't understand, is that you have these dreams that are start out, they're developed by entrepreneurs, the government comes in, takes over. And I go, this is where America's heading, and the people don't see it. They think, oh, it's good, you know, and that's why you hear, you know, comments like President Obama, who opens up the consciousness to say, hey, you know, you didn't build these roads, you didn't do this, you know. Well, yeah, but you didn't either. But they're going to find a way to, you know, and they're going to find a way to take over. And I just saw this. It was so glaring to me. And I just thought, wow, you know, why am I seeing this? And maybe it's because of what's starting to, you know, happen here in this great country of ours, is the government continues to blow it out. And it only knows one thing. It's like the Blob, you know, that movie where we look kids way before you were born. But that was one of the big initial scary movies that I saw when I was a little kid, about the Blob, how it just continued to grow and swallow things up. And that's our federal government, you know, it's just swallowing up dreams and people. And, you know, and that's what I guess in part what I appreciated about the RNC, you know, about keeping America safe, and what they shared last night is that, hey, look, it's time to dream big again. It's okay, you know, do that. We were talking about this, Scott and I, yesterday in the show. That, you know, I think that's what's hurting America, is that, you know, you thwart people's dreams and you put round pegs in square holes and you put them on a production line when they're supposed to be entrepreneurs. I mean, I don't know how more frustrating you can, you know, you can get people, you know, to experience, you know, that kind of frustration than to miscast them. And we've got so much talent that in this country that's just waiting to explode. But we got to get, you know, government out of the way that thinks it's the government of everything. But anyway, that's not why you're here. You're here to talk about some real positive things. And, you know, I like your first story here. A police officer's pay for a motel room to help raise money for a homeless teen. I mean, you know, tell us about this. I mean, this is a great story.
Well, I think this is a really cool story, especially considering, you know, everything right. that's going on. This young man, he's a 19-year-old down in Georgia. His name's Fred Barley. And, he had been going through some personal stuff, so he ended up homeless and then camping out in a tent at the university that he was planning to attend. And dorms didn't open until, you know, they just opened yesterday, a couple weeks ago. So the police officers that found him, they originally were like, come out with your hands up. And when they saw him, they knew something was wrong. This guy had taken his little brother's bike in 6 hours. And he had like 2 gallons of water and a box of cereal and really nothing. So the police officers decided, you know what, we're going to take this kid and we're going to put him in a hotel room for a couple of nights. And they ended up posting the story and it took off and started going viral. Well, another family sees the story go viral and they went and they tracked him down, and they decided to end up starting a GoFundMe page. They raised over $160,000 for this guy. But the cool part was, what they originally planned to do was get him a job, because that's what he said he needed. He's like, I'll take any job. I just want a job. I just want to work.
Right.
And he ended up getting a job as a dishwasher at a local pizzeria. And they said they'd work around his schedule. But I don't know how much he's going to have to be washing dishes after getting all this money.
This guy's the wealthiest dishwasher in town. He's got $167,000 in the bank. He's washing dishes. That's incredible. You know, but Sam, you bring up a good point there, and that is the heart, you know, of American people. And I think it's not just American people. I think it's around the world. And that is, people want to be productive. They just want to work. And then, you know, here he is. He's, you know, hey, God bless him. He's a miracle. I mean, this guy hit the lotto, and compassionate people, you know, opened up their hearts. And, you know, this kid, you know, he's just going to have a bright future because the opportunity is there. And hopefully he doesn't waste it. But it doesn't sound to me like he's one to do that. So it's going to be exciting to hear, you know, the follow-up on this kid, $167,000 later, and graduating from college. And what an incredible success story is that the chapters are yet to be written for him. Now, let's talk about the opposing protesters meeting in Dallas here, this story.
Okay, so this story I really love. And, you know, it's taken off. There's been over 60 million views on it. And that's on Facebook alone. And what ended up happening was down in Dallas after the shootings of the police officer, there was a group of Black Lives Matter protesters. And then there was actually counter protesters. Mm-hmm. There were protesting the protesters. And they were across the street, and there had been one officer trying to, like, kind of maintain peace during the day. And what ended up happening was two different leaders from both groups, you know, one from each group, came over, and they shook hands and met in the middle. And what ended up happening was they all came and they prayed together, including the police officer who was trying to keep the peace the whole time. You know, they're like, let's take down these walls. We want to show the country that we came together. And it's really... a very touching story. You know, it's nice. That's the America that I know. That's the America that I love. That's, you know, what makes this country great is the fact that we do all come together. And it's a diverse group of people with different opinions and different politics. It's like, let's put things aside and let's come together and be the United States of America.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful. I recommend anybody watch it because it'll kind of restore your faith a little bit because these stories aren't highlighted as much as maybe the bad news.
And these are things that need to happen. And look what happens here. You know, I mean, as a kid, I grew up with prayer changes things. And when you bring God to the center of a problem, and, you know, all of a sudden now we can have a conversation. And this is what this country is aching for. We're aching for a conversation. You know, hear me. Let me know that my voice matters. Because for so long, people have been kicked to the curb, and you've got to believe in one way, and you've got to be politically correct, even in spite of what the evidence may indicate. And people are being invalidated. And that's what's causing all the frustration. And when that happens, it just causes people to fight and be disagreeable, and we're missing out on opportunity here. So, hey, that's a great lesson and one to see that will be posted on our website as well. Move over Pokemon, huh? What's this all about?
Okay, so I had to say something about the Pokemon. You know, with Pokemon Go being as popular as it is, you know, it's no wonder that this has been a viral hit on Facebook. One mom is actually a comedian. She has her own show. Mm. It's called One Funny Mother.
Yes.
But she had found out about the Pokemon craze, and she's like, you know what? I think mom sees something similar. And this is kind of just a silly story, but she had wine hidden all around her neighborhood. So instead of going around looking for Pokemon, she was going around looking for little glasses of Chardonnay, and that was what the mom's out would be.
So who needs to have coffee and tea anymore? We're just looking for our Chardonnay. Get out of the way.
Yeah, and you're working out while you're going to it, so it's like a win-win situation.
Hey, why not? Hey, Sam had another story for us too, but you're gonna have to go to the website and pick up on it. It's a great story about a man's act of charity at Denny's. It's gonna really touch your heart. Samantha Mills Mal, yes, the good news girl on Bill Martinez Live. Sam, as always, thank you so much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to aarp.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South, they're both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. I love
here. Well, I thought it was a terrific speech. I was in the queue last night watching it. I thought it was a phenomenal opportunity for Melania Trump to introduce herself, to talk about her husband, and that's exactly what she did. Did she use some common phrases that, you know, my gosh, wouldn't we like more children to have that sort of influence? You know, parents that are talking to their children about working hard and your word is your bond.
So you don't think she plagiarized?
No, I don't think she plagiarized. I think she used very common phrases. It's a shame that they're so common that, you know, my gosh, we have a current First Lady who...
The two guys on either side, you were kind of chuckling.
Yeah. Well, she's a beautiful, smart, speaks almost five, six languages. You know, what if she had spoken this speech in one of those five? What would we be saying today?
I don't think anyone's saying she's not smart or she didn't deliver the speech well. I just think some are accusing her of not her per se, or whoever helped her with the speech, of lifting these passages from Michelle Obama's speech.
Well, I don't believe that she did. I think that she probably read and researched on her own. These are very common phrases. You know, my parents raised me. Does it sound similar? Yes, but that's all right. You know, tonight I'm going to be speaking, and I can assure you, I won't be sounding like Michelle Obama.
Well, what do they say about flattery? Michelle Obama ought to be flattered you have someone like Melania, you know, taking words. But yeah, there's really no spin on this. I mean, they're trying to do what they can, and I appreciate the Arkansas Attorney General, Leslie Bruttledge, you know, trying to, you know, make some sense out of it. But it just seems, you know, like you and I talked about, Scott, you know, the more you try to defend the indefensible, you know, you just got to be able to just come out and say, hey, look at, you know, I made a mistake, and, you know, that's it. And, you know, move on. I mean, because you know, but for 24, you know, 22 words there, forget it. I mean, her story is her story. It was very personal, and it's unfortunate that such a small percentage in the context of what she had to present is overshadowing this. And, you know, again, we get to that point. This is what this country does, and this is what really is upsetting people, is they want to find a reason to disqualify you. You know, it's like you're a witness, you know, on the stand, and, you know, understand, hey, we're all human. Nobody's perfect here. We're going to make mistakes. But it looks, you know, the media is constantly looking to get a story to, you know, have you, you know, like Newt Gingrich calls it, that gotcha moment that disqualifies you from the conversation, right?
Let me ask you, did your parents ever tell you that you should work hard?
Well, absolutely, all the time. I mean, this is nothing new.
Hold on.
And what Michelle Obama had to say was appropriate then, as it is now. And I give her credit for it. And
the things that she's saying, I think the Arkansas Attorney General raises a great point, because they are very common phrases.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, my parents impressed upon me the values of hard work. They impressed upon me that my word is my bond. You do what you say and you keep your promises.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody in America has said those lines.
Yeah, exactly. And this is why I'm saying is that, you know, this is what the media, all of a sudden, instead of, you know, the substance of what she had to communicate, and in terms of what's being, you know, communicated out there to millennials and to the country culturally, and this, you know, we've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks, you know, what our culture, you know, there is a war, you know, on our culture. And, you know, we're so invaded with language and, you know, in the form of alleged entertainment. And it is forming the thinking and the minds of young people. And, you know, and I just wonder, you know, with, you know, for example, police being targeted, are we stopping to even consider, you know, the kind of music out there and the rhetoric that has been, you know, pushed on kids and indoctrinated kids to think that, hey, you know, it's like a video game, just going out there shooting down police. And, you know, is it any wonder that we're just so casual about life in general? Forget about black or purple, pink, blue, whatever. You know, it's just our country is, you know, we've been morally deprived here for generations, you know, as we continue to ignore the obvious. And that is that this country was founded on godly principles. And as we continue to straight arm, you know, those obvious tenets and foundation principles of our country, we're going to continue to reap what we've sown. And this is what we're doing. America is reaping what it has sown. It is an absolute chaos right now because, you know, we've abandoned the rules of play, Scott. I mean, you know, just like what Sam was talking about, you know, here you get in one particular example where you get opposing viewpoints where, you know, they come together and, you know, whether you say you pray, you meditate, but you find a reason to calm yourself down so that you're not talking at one another, but you're really having a communication, a conversation. And what people are finding out time and again that go through this experience is they agree on most of the stuff. It's minor, some of the stuff that they, you know, that they're arguing over, and that kind of dissipates when you realize that, hey, look, we agree, and we can accomplish a lot here based on what we agree on. Does that make sense? Well,
it makes sense. I'm trying to. I've got two things going on at once here.
I know it's unfair. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I do this to Scott all the time. I mean, he's producing the show, and he's like the Mad Hatter, man. He's pulling levers, the whole deal. And then I go, hey, well, by the way, I want you to come on. Let's have a conversation.
Yeah, what you said makes sense. Totally makes sense.
But we have to find a way into where people have this sense of validation. This is the problem. And, you know, you can look back at the root of Black Lives Matter and all this other contention that we have in this country. And we just have to, you know, let's deal with the issue. You know, we had hoped, for example, with these, you know, some of these civil rights issues and this sort of thing. And I don't mean to downplay it in any way. Certainly they're significant. Right now, they are a focus point for many blacks in America. Let's deal with this. Let's get beyond this. I mean,
You need to bring back accountability, and you need to make it worthwhile. You know, even if it's holding somebody accountable for working hard,
yeah.
There has to be a reward to what you do. If there's no penalty for lying, yeah. Or no penalty for cheating, or you know, skirting a system.
Exactly.
If you're never held accountable, we all devolve to our base level.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, Scott, it's like the law of gravity. Accountability is built in. You know, that's what I go back to that, what I said earlier. It's not a concept. I mean, you could say it's a law. You're going to reap what you sow. I mean, if you're getting the wrong things, if you're reaping the wrong things, you say, hey, I should have a better life. Well, then you got to look back at what you put into it. I mean, you can't expect the rewards of a Harvard education if you didn't finish high school. I'm sorry. It just doesn't work that way, you know?
Well, but the other thing there is that you can't expect to go to college for free. You shouldn't expect that. Going up through high school, you're not paying for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take advantage of that, they already have plans out there where you can get college for free.
Yeah. Well, there's a grander conversation here, and that is in terms of, you know, the cost of education. Is it gotten out of hand? I would say yes, it has, and that needs to be looked at. I think the whole system of books. I mean, the fact that an author can change one page on a book, and all of a sudden now you got to pay $125 for a new book just because that one page got changed.
That's
gouging. You know, it is unethical. And, you know, these kind of things go on, but this is a multi-billion-dollar business that has been able to, take a hold, and it's been greedy, and this all adds to it. It's not everything, but it is that attitude, that prevailing attitude, and that's what the kids are, you know, they may not be able to articulate the specific problem. You know, I've said time and again, it's like we're all blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant. This is why we need to have the conversation so we can communicate and get these ideas on the table and say, hey, this is what I'm seeing. This is my perspective. Okay, let's put that on the board. Let's look at it. Let's get somebody else's perspective so that their voice counts and that we develop policy that answers those issues. To me, it seems very pragmatic and reasonable, but you know, if we're just going to sit there and be victims and complain about being victims, we don't move the process along. You know what I'm saying?
The whole basis of everything that we have in this country is around we the people. It is not. It wasn't our guys looking towards the government, or the people that created our country, looking mm-hmm. towards a government. They wanted us to figure things out together.
Well, if we serve the corporate interest, the individual interest will be met and exceeded. I mean, let's level the playing field for everybody, and let's make sure that those rules are in place so people aren't taking unfair advantage and, as you say, you know, working the system, you know, to their own selfish ambition and desires, because that's when we lose. That compromises we the people. And there just seems to be that the rules and the policemen, I say policemen, you know, the authorities, whose job is to manage that, have blurred the lines. Now it's, you know, it's okay. I mean, we've really, as Bill Federer would say, we've gotten into almost a bit of an aristocracy here, is that, we've fallen victim to what empires and leaders and rulers have fallen into. And that is that, if you're a ruler, it's good to be king. And so the next best thing is knowing the king and being in his favor. And so that's what's happening in this country. I mean, look what happens. President Obama, you know, hey, it's good to be king. And guess who gets to go to the White House? We're talking Black Lives Matter, and you're ignoring the police? I mean, who's staying in the Lincoln bedroom? I mean, just give me a rundown of who's been staying in the Lincoln bedroom. And that's almost like looking at somebody's checkbook. That will tell you where your heart is, isn't it?
The old saying is follow the money. You always find out who does what. So.
Well, and I believe this is what America is coming down to, and it could be, you know, as we've been saying for a number of years now, this country's ripe for a second American revolution. And by that, I'm not saying, hey, bring up guns. There's a way to revolt in such a way where we can affect change that's positive. And as you say, comes in line with the corporate interests of we the people, because that's when we have found time and again when it works best for all concerned. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we don't diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, Bill Martinez Live is offering Clemson University's study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 855-305-8326.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Worried?